Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We're asking, Morgan Stanley, according to Jill Schlesinger, says that we'll probably get out of the financial situation we're in now by 2021. So that's at least eight months from now, minimum. Do you agree with that? Do you think we'll be out earlier? Also, World War II, it seemed like they had to put up with a lot more than we did, and they had to do it for 5 years. We've only been like 4 weeks into it. Do we have the right stuff? Do we have the right stuff? China got out of it in 11 weeks. Can we do that? And what's hard to find at the store? Tell me about it. And also, if you use Instacart, how did that work out? We just placed our first order yesterday. It'll be delivered on Saturday, a full week. 803-0930-1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to the telephone. And this would be Jim in Marilla on line two. Jim, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm fine, Jim. Thanks for calling. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I've got this idea. I've had it for about 3 or 4 weeks now about the unemployment issue. And I knew from the beginning that New York State wouldn't be ready for this onslaught of millions, I believe, applications. And I don't understand why they sent us, I got three copies of the census in the mail, asking me to fill that out, but why can't they just send applications for unemployment in the mail to every single resident? If you don't use it because you're still working, you don't have to send it back. But if you are unemployed, you just mail it back, and the paperwork's all taken care of.
That's a pretty good idea. Besides the electronic assist they can get, they do have a record of whoever got that. And send the same things. I like that. But you know why they probably wouldn't? It's common sense. No sense in doing things the easy way if you can do them the hard way, and if you can do them the time-consuming way.
Right.
All right.
We don't have the people to cover the extra paperwork, but if they would, they just hired 300 more people last night or over the weekend. Why can't they hire 1,000 people and handle the onslaught for a month?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, the last month's unemployment was like 5 million people. It's just the paperwork and the volume is just mind-boggling to me. But hang in there. You'll get it done. Just persevere and don't give up. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. All right. I'm looking at the board here. The next one would be Angelo from the Falls. Angelo, you're on WBEN. Hello. Hi, Angelo.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Angelo. What do you have for us today?
Well, Sandy, I just wanted to mention, with the shortage of gloves, and up here in Canada, the main hardware stores are closed because of the pandemic. So I thought to myself, what do I do? So the brainwave I had, whether right or wrong, I went to the stores, and instead of the pharmacy section, I went into the gardening section, where they the rubber and vinyl rewashable gloves, and they got tons.
Makes sense. That makes sense. What do you guys think of that, Buzzy and Tony? I think he had a smart move.
Sure, that is smart.
Yeah, for sure.
It's protective, right?
All right, and have you used them yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're good, and they're snug. It's not like construction gloves that are, larger in size. So,
and they're probably pretty rugged, too, if you're designed to work with dirt and things like that. Good idea. I'm sure now you've inspired a lot of other people to do that. I came up with a thought for a mask, and then it didn't work. I was thinking of going to the store where you get your Halloween stuff, but that does not cover your mouth. It covers your identity, but your idea, Angelo, is a lot better than mine. Hey, thanks for calling. Really appreciate it. Okay, who would be next? I think it would be Mary Lynn of Williamsville. Marilyn, you're on WBE.
Marilyn,
okay.
Hi, Sandy. You're great. You've got a great sense of humor.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Marilyn. What do you have for us today?
Well, my problem is finding minute rice in the two-pound box. I have multiple food allergies, so I eat two of those boxes a week. I need eight for a month.
Wow. And I wonder why it's hard to find. It doesn't seem like it would have much to do with the virus, but okay, so you can get them in the small box, but not the big one?
Well, I can't even find the small boxes.
I'll tell you what, if anybody is listening, has seen them in a recent shopping trip, let us know, even if you just give the information to Buzzy, and we'll pass it along. Marilyn, keep your radio on, and we'll see if we can find one for you, okay?
Oh, I'll definitely keep listening. I listen to you the whole program.
Very nice. Thank you. Sometimes I don't listen the whole show, so I thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, I'm eating a cough drop, in case you can't tell. My throat is going south. I'm eating a cough drop, and I've tucked it behind my tongue so that you couldn't tell.
Never mind the cough drop. Did you finish that apple dessert on Thursday?
I had a piece of it last night. It's half gone, the apple dessert, the Bernadette special.
You have amazing willpower.
I do. Later in the evening when I have coffee, I always have a little something with it, and that's what I've been having.
That thing would be gone by now.
Oh, yeah. You should see the other stuff she makes, too. Today we're having Polish sausage and pierogi. Homemade applesauce. How good is that?
Very good, I'm sure.
I know how to draft the right people.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, we'll be back after this. So my honey is going to the kitchen to get me some honey. You guys ever try that for a bad throat, a little honey?
Well, I have honey, lemon, and tea. That's usually the trick. And when I was battling that sickness in November and December, that was a big help.
That usually works, honey, lemon, and tea. How about you, Buzzy?
I have yet to try it. Usually I'm good with the cough drop routine, but next time I'll have to dip into the honey.
Okay, now watch. I'm getting my honey is giving me honey live on the air. She's got the spoon. You got to be careful with this. Don't drop it.
Tablespoon of honey. It's going to help. Plus, it's good.
It's warm. Did you heat it up? Well, I'm going into a diabetic coma, but it's good. Wow. See, she just heated up some honey. Nothing better than a little hot honey. That's good. Now, I have to swallow. Oh, wow. That's very good. Okay, Buzzy, who didn't have a little hot honey just then, who can actually talk, what do we have for Facebook, please?
Yes, Kristen says Lysol laundry sanitizer, which I've used for almost a year on the kids' clothes, and big boxes of Goldfish crackers, oddly, are very difficult to find at the stores these days.
I love crackers in soup. And in any kind of a liquid dish that you're having, you put some crackers in there, you let them soak up the liquid, and then boom. So, yeah, well, that could be used for a lot of different things, and that's why they're hard to find. Goldfish crackers. I like them, and that answers
that. We just bought some for Samantha over the weekend.
Yeah, they're good, they're small, they're compact, and they're tasty, too.
And they're multicolored.
They are. They're all inclusionary.
Yes.
They want to make sure all the different color goldfish got included in your regular diet. We have something else, please.
Yes, we will go with Susan, who says...
Going with Susan?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I went with Susan.
It
cost me a lot of money.
Yeah, it did.
Go ahead. cost me a Ferrari, and I'm not kidding. Go ahead.
Susan says, early on, disinfectant sprays or wipes were completely wiped out. Now I'm noticing the smaller bottles still there when I get at the store, but still... The selection is not there.
You know what? You talk about disgusting. There was a thing posted, I think it was this weekend, saying the supermarkets, and I'm not blaming the supermarkets, I'm blaming the people, okay? The supermarkets are not giving refunds for toilet paper. In other words, when this virus first showed its ugly head, people went out and bought, you know, a pallet load of toilet paper, thinking they're going to make money when they run out. Then when they found out that they're not going to make money when they run out, they're trying to get their money back. If you were the store manager, would you give a refund on toilet paper?
No.
Neither would I. There's no way I would. All right, let's see. We're asking a couple of questions here. Morgan Stanley, brokerage house, and financial people say, told Jill Schlesinger that it'll be 2021 before we get out of the financial mess we're in now, as far as the markets are concerned. I think we'll get out quickly. I also think that we will snap back financially, but what I don't think will happen, and you guys can give me your opinions on this, I don't think people are going to suddenly, okay, they say it's over, use some common sense, but you're free to go about your normal daily duties. I don't think people are going to be running to concerts. I don't think people are going to be running to sporting events either. I think that's going to be in the back of their mind that I'll wait a little while to see if anybody that's going now in this first wave comes up positive, and then I'll go. What do you think? You think people will just rush to the stadium and rush to the concerts, or they'll wait a little while?
I was thinking about that over the weekend, and I really don't know how to gauge it. I'm going to guess that people, once they get the green light, they'll go and do whatever it is that they want.
Let me ask what you would do. Suppose you had, tickets to your favorite headbanger group. Would you? And it was a week after they said, okay, you can go with use some caution. Would you go?
I guess I wouldn't. I think I would probably still, because I'm the type of person that said, well, you know, if it's all clear on Wednesday, well, I'm probably going to wait a week or several days after it, just to be safe.
I think that's natural. Sure. How about you, Beamer? Say you had tickets to a concert that you really wanted to go to, Backstreet Boys, for instance.
Yes.
And they come out wearing masks and gloves yeah. and hazmat suits. Yeah.
I love the Backstreet Boys, but, you know, I've seen them in concert plenty of times. Now, if it's Taylor Swift in concert. I probably would go the day they announce that we can go back back out. But, you know, I think Tony's right, and I think it's going to be the younger people in their 20s. As soon as they're told, hey, bars are open, house parties are back on, I think they're the ones that are going to congregate. Me personally, I'll probably, like you said, wait to see what the result of that first wave is before I go to my regular, hey, it's Friday, let's go out for a few drinks routine.
I think it'll be that way with sports, too, even the Bills games. Your mind will say, hey, remember what you had to do at home and had to be 6 feet apart? Now I'm sitting in a seat right adjacent. I couldn't get closer to this person if we were on a honeymoon together. That's how close we are, and they're not going to do it. I think they're going to wait. I think some restaurants are going to have to reconfigure their seating, too.
Well, it's one of the reasons. What did I read? A quote by Vince McMahon. It says, one of the thought processes that went into canceling the XFL is because he didn't think that Americans were going to go back to being the way we were as far as packing stadiums and things like that.
I think he's right. I think he's right. Let's go to line two. That would be Edwina in Newfane. Edwina, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Edwina. What do you have for us on this day?
The shortage that I have encountered is thermometers. I've been all over Niagara County, all of the drugstores, Tops, most of the places that had thermometers, Walmarts, all over. I can't seem to get a thermometer, so I had to devise one myself. Thermometers. As long as they started off the register at 80 degrees, you couldn't do it on a utensil, like say if it started off at 100 or 110. But the ones that were starting off at 80 degrees, they all work perfectly. I sterilized them. And I used them, and my temperature was the same on all three of them. So I was very satisfied with that, but I don't know how it is in the Erie County area,
You know where you could probably find some? At Sheridan Surgical Supply.
Really?
They have everything known to man for every kind of supplies, big and small, and if anybody had them, it'd probably be them.
Well, okay, that's a good tip to know. But in the meantime, that's what I had to devise.
So you made up your own. Now, these are all oral thermometers, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to whip one out of the garden and say, gee, look at this.
End up. But the end up in a chicken, you know.
Yeah, next thing you know, you'd get a kumquat and a temperature reading, which isn't something you'd really want.
As far as I'm concerned, it gave me peace of mind. Whether it's scientific, I have no idea. I'm no scientist. But when I see three thermometers that gave me a real good reading, 98.3, 98.4.
That's good. Well,
but on a lighter note, Sandy.
Sure.
This distancing, a friend of mine told me that his wife absolutely refuses to get in the car with him anymore. And I said, well, why? He said, because she doesn't like riding in the trunk.
Very good, Edwina. Thank you. Good luck with your thermometers.
That was funny.
You know what kind of thermometer we have? And it really works cool. You put it on your forehead, and you swipe it across like a charge card, right across your forehead like this. Keep it on the forehead, and it gives a digital readout. You guys ever seen one of those?
Temporal? Temporal.
Yeah, temporal. Is that the name of it, Bernadette? Temporal? Yeah.
Yeah, we use that.
You do use that?
Yes.
It's very accurate, too. But,
it's good when you have little kids.
Edwina made her own thermometer out of garden supplies, and she found out she's 98.5. No, I can't do the joke.
I use the meat thermometer. Well done.
I don't know what pops up. When you get to
ooh, medium rare.
Yeah, it just pops up. Okay, I had a joke ready to go. And during the time, I said, tell the joke. And my other side said, no, don't tell the joke. You don't need that heat. And I go, well, come on. Don't you have any guts? Tell the joke. Maybe I'll tell the joke when we come back on News Radio 930 WBEF.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Morgan Stanley is saying 2021, that's what they told Jill Schlesinger, will be back made whole financially. And I don't disagree with that. I think it'll be a while longer before stadiums are packed, before sporting events or concerts. I just think people will be more cautious than that. But I'm asking what your opinion is when we'll be back to normal. Also, U.S. in World War II, 5 years of rationing, going without, people having to ration gasoline even, rubber, sugar, things like that. I don't think that we're made of the same stuff that the World War II people were, and I'd like your opinion on that. And also, hard to find items. In the first week, it was sanitizers. Second week, toilet paper. Home-cooked meals, third week, and fourth week, haircuts and color. What is hard to find now at your store? Let's go to line three, Brian in Niagara Falls. Brian, you're on WBEN.
How are you doing, Sandy?
Fine, Brian.
I drive for Instacart, and you brought it up. You placed an order, and it's delivered for Saturday. It is like a five-day wait on it.
But it's worth it. There is a five-day wait, so obviously very popular thing.
Yeah, it is very popular. I just have a couple of fast comments for people that are ordering out there. And a couple of them are very basic, and I don't want to sound like I'm begging for anything or anything else.
Okay.
What they're doing, a lot of people right now, try to concern yourself with the stuff that you actually need in the store. It gets very frustrating when you're spending an hour or two to try to look for a particular little item in a store that could be easily replaced by something else.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question. Is the person that delivers your groceries to you the same person that picked them off the shelves?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's got to be very time-consuming. A few times I ever was sent to the store with a note from my wife or from Cindy or Bernie. It's very hard to pick out an item here and an item there. Very time-consuming.
It is, and I think to go with that just a little bit, like I said, I'm not in it for all that. I do have a few underlying conditions, but I have this opportunity to work, so I have to.
Okay.
You know, like, I drove orders to places that, you know, they want you to get 60 things in a store, and you drive it 15 to 20 miles, and they give you a $2 tip.
Oh, that's cheesy. No, we're going double what the suggested tip might be, and our first order was 20-something items, yes.
Right. I mean, it's you know, you kind of, you do it because you know people are in need, and you take that order. I mean, it does give you the option whether or not to take that order, but with that said, you know, like, people, I could spend 2 hours on an order like that. And Instacart doesn't pay me a lot of money to do it. So we count a lot on tips and stuff like that, just like any delivery person would, you know, your pizza guy or your carryout guy now.
Anybody that delivers anything to my house, we're very generous with the tipping because we appreciate the good work.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just try to pass that around because I do the same thing. You know, I go out and I'm always 20-25% on the bill, and I do what I can for anybody who's doing it, and especially in these times right now.
How long have you been driving for Instacart?
For probably 3-4 months right now.
That's a good, I'll tell you one thing. You're going to pick up a lot of customers even after this is over, because the convenience of not having to get in the car, go there, walking around, finding the articles, checking out, you know, getting them out of your car. It's certainly worth any kind of a fee with a generous tip. And I think a lot of people are going to be discovering it now because it's so popular, and they're going to stay with it even after the crisis is over.
Right. Well, see, my point is basically, you know, if everything's taking you 2 hours to do, you know, between trying to find specific stuff for them, and actually doing it, you're only getting 3 or 4 orders in a day, because by then you've exhausted 8 hours and you're kind of a little wary about still the virus and everything, and they're not giving us any protective equipment for it yet. They say it's on the way, you know, but
good luck. You are, besides providing a service, I think it's a very valuable service now. You have no way of knowing what the circumstances of the people you're bringing it to, but believe me, they're appreciative, and I hope they're generous in their tipping. Anybody out there who's using Instacart, listen up. That's a hard job. It's a tedious job, and be very generous in it. So good luck to you. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Yeah, that's Tony. That's a good job, because you're going to be busy, but that's a lot of work. Ever get sent to the store with a note of things to buy?
I used to when my mother was alive.
Yeah.
You know, Anthony, I need this or that, and I should go by her house, and she'd have a whole big list for me. And even that time, it was several calls. Hey, Ma, what the heck is this?
Yeah, and I've told this story. Cindy sent me once with a note to the market, and I didn't know the difference between a yam and a sweet potato. And I had to ask, there was a guy stalking the shelf wearing overalls. and he was in the produce department, and he was stocking the shelf and wearing overalls. I'm thinking, this is the guy. This is my guy. He'll know. And I asked him, and he didn't know either. So, Bernie, do you know the difference between a sweet potato and a yam? I come over here. Bernie, a woman of particular skills, what's the difference?
Technically, sweet potatoes and yams don't taste far off, but sweet potatoes are actually a golden color. Yams are the orange ones that we always talk about as sweet potatoes.
Very nice. See? She is a woman with a particular set of skills. If you need vegetables identified, she's your woman. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. If you want to see what our system looks like, we put on our own Dingus Day Parade because Bernadette was in charge of the Dingus Day Parade for many years, right up to last year. We had 63,000 people there and all kinds of floats and fun. Now she's here with me with the Pussy Willows and Krupnik and a headset, and that's it. We're doing a parade of one. If you want to see what that looks like, it's online on the webpage. Let's go to John in Dunkirk. John, you're on WBEN. Hello, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, John. What do you have for us today?
Well, I've used Instacart for almost 2 years, and without it, I wouldn't be alive.
It's a big help. I was not aware of it until recently, but so it's really a helpful service.
Oh, it's wonderful because, you know, I mean, you can select the ice cream. My favorite ice cream from all of these is mint chocolate chip.
Oh, that sounds good because mint chocolate chip is one of my favorite flavors. So like, you can't go wrong with that.
Girl Scout cookie without the cookie.
The Girl Scout cookies this year are excellent. I got, I think, 8 boxes of lemon-flavored cookies. They're very good, too. So they bring them to your house, and you're all set to go. You don't have to go out and get them.
Well, yeah, same thing with Instacart.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
And what I can't find at all still is toilet paper.
Yeah, she put down, we have enough rolls to get a little while, but we don't have an overabundance of it.
But I have enough. But I started to buy Kleenex instead of toilet paper, whereas normally I buy toilet paper instead of Kleenex.
Yeah, I use sandpaper. It keeps you from eating too many salads.
Thanks.
We clicked on toilet paper, and it was not available. So right. That's that.
And also, things like Pine Sol. You can also try Fabuloso, which is the ethnic cleaner. That's a great cleaner. It's still made by Procter & Gamble. But,
good, and some of their, you know, at some of those supermarkets, those products like at Aldi, some of them are German, and they're very, very good. They sell a German ketchup that I never thought there'd be anything better than Heinz ketchup. This is just as good as far as I'm concerned. Very good.
And also, just so you know, all of those corn chips and snacks taste just like the real Magilla.
All right. Well, we got it down. That's a couple of thumbs up for Instacart. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it. Let's go to another John. This John's in Tonawanda. John, you're on WBEN and line one. Hello? Hello? Oh, it's Joe. Okay, it's a John. Joe, you're on WBEN.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind today, Joe?
On the other side of that coin, I drive for DoorDash, and what people out there need to understand, whether it's food or a restaurant order, we are under strict mandates that we cannot open those bags once they are stapled, once they are sealed. That's it. So we don't know what's going in it. So when you get to the customer's house and they plainly state, just leave it at my door, ring my doorbell, leave it at my door, if you open it up and you find that something's missing and you call DoorDash, you hurt the driver. Because DoorDash will count it against the driver that he did something wrong, even though we can't expect anything.
Okay, now does DoorDash work the same way as Instacart, basically?
Yes, except remove the shopping end. So I would just show up to like Walmart, pull in an area, park, text that I'm there. People will come out, put all the bags in the trunk, and then say thanks, and they don't even let you sign it. They don't want even to touch it. And with grocery orders, we have to get a signature from the customer. And a lot of these customers don't want to come out of the house to sign it. But we need that signature. So a lot of times I'll ask, well, can I just scribble something? And they'll say, okay, that's no problem. But then from there, it goes into their garage, on their front porch, and they still don't come out. And then everything's delivered, and now they go through it. Then all of a sudden they realize the chocolate milk's missing, cheese is missing. They call DoorDash, ding, I get hurt. I get an incident report. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're telling us, do not touch the bags, do not open the bags, do not go in the bags. So to everybody out there that orders food right now because of what we're going through, I can't check your order for you. There's no way. The bag is sealed. If it's broken, the customer can refuse it, or they can call DoorDash and say, hey, the bag was open, and I'm missing some things.
Do you pick up other things, like at the drugstore and things like that?
No, it's just food. It's
just groceries. Okay. Have you always been as busy as you are now, or is this really over-the-top busy?
I think that this is not over-the-top, because there's, like Lyft and Uber and all the other digital
right.
companies
yeah.
out there, they oversaturated the markets. So I'm one of maybe 100 drivers that are out there.
Oh, wow. I'm going to write that down because I'm not familiar with that. DoorDash. It sounds like a good, you just sign up online for it?
You sign up online for it, and they do a background check on you, and then you can start going out there and dashing and just picking up food. I like it because it's very, very lax. And out of all the food deliveries, I like this one the best. I've tried them all, and this one just seems to be, you know, the pay is better. You're not driving a McDonald's order to UB for $2.50. You know, your minimums are going to be six. Your max can be as high as 16, but that goes into the night and such. But, yeah, I would say that this is probably the best. But,
well, good. I'm glad you're happy being associated with DoorDash, and thanks for telling our audience about it. Appreciate the call, John. Thank you very much. You know, it used to be, see if it's the same with Buzzy and Tony. It used to be, I looked forward to going grocery shopping. And I knew where everything was, and boom, 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 got it done. And then it stopped being fun. I don't know why. It was fun, not fun anymore. So I don't mind not doing it. Somebody else will do it, and that's wonderful. Got all my appreciation, but the fun is kind of lost in the grocery shopping. Are you guys the same way?
I've never been a big fan of grocery shopping. It's one of the pain in the butt chores I have to do. The only thing I do like is when I run into people that I know and have a conversation with, especially if it's somebody
sure.
I haven't seen in a while. But now you can't stop and have a conversation, so I hate it even more.
And I bet you have Nick push you around in that little race car.
Yeah, that's, you know, I do enjoy that part, and I wish they would put a horn on there for me to hit.
How about you, Buzzy? You still enjoy grocery shopping, or is the thrill gone?
Yeah, you know, the only time I enjoyed grocery shopping, Sandy, was when I was single and trying to make moves on one of the cashiers.
Oh, I got it. Well, I used to enjoy it, and then I got married. And the difference is, when you get married, you both go, you put something in the cart, she takes the same thing out of the cart. You see it? If it's too fattening, or she thinks it's too expensive or whatever, guys will put anything in the cart. Oh, yeah, this looks nice. I like the color of this wrapping. Here, put this in there.
More zebra cakes.
Yeah, zebra cakes. We'll put in a carton of those. And you get home, you find out they're not there because she took them out. All right, we're back after the news on News Radio 930 WBN.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.